This is me. And this is my girlfriend Michelle, moments before I ask her to marry me.
Michelle and I have been dating for the last 6 years.
And I never felt like I was quite ready to propose. Until now. However, throughout our relationship, Michelle has said I'm not romantic enough. So I made it my goal to give her the biggest, most romantic proposal ever. For the last year, I've been planning a 30-clue scavenger hunt around the world that retells the story of our relationship. And in the end, the clues will lead her to my proposal. Well, that's the plan at least.
I'm kind of scared. I don't even have the ring yet.
But before I show you everything I have planned, we're gonna start with the very first clue of the scavenger hunt.
This is your first clue.
Guess your boyfriend to get your next clue.
Hi!
Don't say hello.
Hi. Yeah.
Oh my god.
To get the next clue, Michelle will have to play a game of Tinder in real life, where she's completely blindfolded and will have to swipe left on everyone except for me.
The fingers are quite slim.
Left. Zach's pants are bigger.
Mm-mm. This is not Zach.
6 years ago, I matched with Michelle on Tinder, which is actually how we met. And that's why we're doing this massive game of Tinder in real life to see if she still chooses me after 6 years.
Feels like Zach!
Left.
I don't think that's Zach. I'm so sorry, Zachary, in advance. I'm so sorry. Swipe right. Yeah!
Thank you, boys.
There's a chest hidden at a location sent to your phone. That's so exciting, okay?
No need to talk to the boys on the way out.
I hit the next clue on the beach because that's actually where I asked Michelle to be my girlfriend many years back.
We're at the beach now. You can go ahead and start finding your clue.
Do I get a hint?
It's on the beach.
Oh man, this beach is huge.
You just look around.
Look around?
But luckily for Michelle, the bright red clue was extremely easy to find on the white sand.
It's a clue!
For this next clue, Michelle will have to find the right key to the house. Moving in together was a huge step for us and unlocked a whole new level of our relationship that I wouldn't change for anything else.
Right inside the door of this house is your next clue.
Oh, I see it! Why do I feel like this is locked?
Michelle, what I forgot to mention is the key to this door is somewhere in here. Have fun finding it.
Oh, man. Maybe this one?
And so, Michelle got to searching right away. Although she was clearly struggling to find the right key. And just when she was about to give up, this happened.
Oh! I got it!
Oh,
oh my gosh! Perfect your art skills, draw a perfect circle with Ben Affleck.
In this scavenger hunt, I also got a lot of our friends in on the proposal to help me out with the clues.
Hello.
I see you have a clue.
Clue number 5. We have this whiteboard right here, and you can draw a better circle than me. You get clue 5.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Oh. That is a really good circle.
But it is a 9.
Oh.
It's a 9. Michelle, you need to get a perfect 10, because the only thing higher than a 9 is a 10.
Oh.
What? Yeah, this one's a 6.
That's not yours yet.
If you guys didn't know, when I decided to pursue art full time, I wasn't sure if I could make it work. But Michelle never doubted me, not once.
Oh, that's pretty good, that's pretty good, that's pretty good.
What do you think, Jake?
I think it's a 10.
Oh my god! There's one right with your next clue.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I see you at the water park, Michelle.
Good luck, Zach.
Thank you.
You got this.
And now we're off to go visit a water park for Michelle's next clue.
So we're at Kalahari Indoor Water Park. It is literally the largest indoor water park in America. Your clue will be at the end of one of these giant water slides.
There's so many. This is so high up.
Look how big this water slide is.
Oh my god, I'm really scared.
Think she'll be scared?
Where's my clue?
We're here at the water park because one of the best dates we've ever went on early in our relationship was at an amusement park. Being here is just another reminder that every adventure brings a new one.
I like that one a lot!
And unfortunately for Michelle, it's the scariest slide in the entire water park.
Oh no! Okay, okay, okay.
3, 2, 1. It just disappeared! Wait, she came out in like 5 seconds.
Zach, I was so gonna scream.
My mom, here it is, your next clue.
Really?
Yeah.
Get dinner with your parents for your next clue. Was I here?
This next clue is going to be a little bit different. I'll be asking Michelle's parents' blessing to marry her.
I'm so excited. I haven't seen my parents in a long time.
The only thing is, I need to wait until the perfect moment when Michelle is out of the room so I could speak to her parents alone. I couldn't be more excited, but I'm also extremely scared.
I'm so nervous about this, but hopefully they say yes because Michelle loves her parents a lot.
What if they say no?
I'll just play it off cool. I'll be like, that's fine. And then I'll go cry in the car later.
With Michelle gone from the table, I thought this would be the perfect time to ask for their blessing.
Well, Michelle's out right now. I actually had a question for you guys. I've been dating Michelle for a while, and I really love her.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of asking her to marry me, and I want to know if I have you guys' blessing to propose to her.
When I just met you in 2019, you were just like a boy, you know, like you have grown as a man right now.
The star.
Your love, your support, and your partnership is mean a lot to Michelle. And you will become one of our family right now, and I hope we share our fun, our happiness, and our life milestone all together. So welcome to Chin family.
Oh, thank you so much. So, thank you. That really means a lot.
Yeah. So, approve. What about you? Approve?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so incredibly grateful to receive Michelle's parents' permission to marry her. I know I'll make a great husband and son-in-law, and I'm happy they think so too.
Thank you guys again. I was very nervous asking.
Before we enjoyed a nice meal together as a future family, I actually bought gifts for Michelle's parents and gave Michelle her next clue.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Okay, go to the location sent to your phone, complete the obstacle course to get to your next clue.
Alright.
I'm so excited.
Well, we'll see you guys at the next clue. We're gonna eat our dinner.
Okay, yay!
As you guys know, relationships don't always go smoothly. So this next challenge is going to represent all of our struggles as a couple.
To get your eighth clue, we need to complete this entire obstacle course tied together. So if I fall, you fall.
Zachary!
This is gonna be fun.
Ah!
Come on, Michelle! Michelle!
I have no finesse!
You're lagging behind.
I can't help it. I'm weak.
Michelle, stand up.
I'm scared.
All right, come on, Michelle, you got it.
I'm shaking. Wait, stop!
Michelle, go!
Stop!
Go! Michelle, don't make me wait out here! Michelle, stop! Michelle, come on, you just gotta go!
And although Michelle was scared, we still had to press on as a team.
What?
You got it!
In the early days, I was so focused on YouTube that I didn't make enough time for us. There were late nights editing when I'd forget to text back, and days where I'd get too caught up in work to be fully there for Michelle. But we never gave up on each other. We learned to communicate, how to set boundaries, and how to make sure we never lose sight of what truly matters.
When I go, you gotta go, otherwise one of us is
no
gonna fall.
No way, I don't think I can.
Oh, yeah.
We
gotta go to the next one. Whoa! Oh. You fell backwards!
Finally, it's time for our last obstacle together, a giant zip line.
Michelle, I'm really scared. You gotta count for this.
3, 2, 1.
Oh my goodness! Oh, oh my goodness! Oh! Ah. Oh, we made it! We're alive!
That was the scariest experience of my life. I don't know how Zach did it while being so chill. He's just a chill guy.
Well, Michelle, you made it.
Yes! To find the next clue, complete the human crane.
We're here back at Kalahari Resorts and we're at Tomfoolery's Adventure Park.
Michelle will be tied up to this machine where she will be lowered to find a clue hidden inside of a ton of inflatables.
You only have 5 minutes to find the ninth clue.
I can't find it in 5 minutes.
No. Michelle, where do you want to go?
Boy.
Do you see it already? Do you want to go left or right?
Left! To the left! Oh, to the left!
Say,
oh, left! 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 Left!
My left or your left?
Left! Left! I see it!
Nice!
Yeah, I found it!
Oh, nice!
Go to the location sent to your phone and make a perfect omelet to get your next clue. I don't know how to make the perfect omelet.
When we moved in together, we started cooking for each other a lot. And this is a big part of our relationship to show how much we cared for each other.
Okay.
Michelle made an omelet that looks and smells delicious, but it needs to taste good for her to get her next clue.
Well, Michelle, your omelet is awful. Awfully good.
Really?
That was amazing. You get your next clue.
All right. Run a mile with Isaiah photos to get your next clue.
Hey, Isaiah.
You ready, Michelle?
No.
For your very next clue, you need to run a mile on this track, and the mile needs to be under 9 minutes.
So. Oh my God, I'm literally gonna black out. I don't know.
No, wait, go.
Wait, are we not gonna warm up?
This is our warm up. They're not even gonna warm up. Go, Michelle.
One of the best decisions Michelle and I made as a couple was to start working out together. We both wanted to be healthier, but more than that, we wanted to push each other to be the best version of ourselves.
She's taking off her jacket and like mid-run.
Michelle's running like this. Barely cutting it.
4:28. She's 2 seconds under pace.
Come on, this is our third lap.
That is really close.
There's one thing I know. It's I want to keep pushing each other for the rest of our lives.
2 minutes, 2 minutes.
Go, Michelle.
Push, push, push.
I'm going to propose to Michelle. Do you have any tips on the proposal? Like, were you nervous?
My tip on the proposal is to not do it in a public place. I chose to sing a song. It's a bad idea. The video will not be released.
On
in time. Michelle, your time was 8:35!
What?
You ready for your next clue? There it is.
Okay. Go back to school to get your next clue. Again?
Hi, Michelle. Your clues are hidden in one of our classroom spaces. Good luck.
At this point in our relationship, Michelle finally graduated college, which was a huge milestone, and I'm so proud of her for it. Her dedication, work ethic, and her belief in us are just a few of the many reasons I want to spend the rest of my life with her.
While Michelle works on her challenge, we're actually in Washington, D.C. right now because there's a company that reached out to us when they heard I was proposing to Michelle. And I'm not gonna lie, I know nothing about rings. They said they would customize a really special ring for Michelle. Let's go. Hello.
Hi. Oh, you're looking for an engagement ring, right? Mm-hmm.
He's not the guy, it's Michelle.
I just wanted to make that clear.
It's not here.
Oh my gosh, I thought I found it. But it's a different red envelope.
Let's check in here. Has Michelle mentioned anything in particular in terms of shape or style?
She says she likes the ones with the diamonds on it.
We have lots of those here.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you just want a single diamond, or do you think that she wants like some accent stones, like extra glitter?
Wait, we can add more diamonds?
Absolutely.
No, wait, what? Okay, I caught Michelle shopping for rings once, and I looked at her history tab, and she looked at anywhere from like 1 to 3 carats.
Okay.
I think you should do 3 carats.
In Asian culture, like the more expensive of a ring you buy means the more you love her.
He's gonna wanna look at the 5 carat.
Okay, none in here.
Michelle looked in the classroom. After classroom.
No.
After classroom.
The school is so big.
Love has no rules. Michelle does have a rule. I can't text other girls.
Michelle definitely has rules for love.
We're gonna take a look at all the diamonds real quick, but I'm also not 100% sure if Michelle likes the round one, so I'm just gonna call Michelle and be subtle with it.
Hello? Hi, baby, what's up?
Do you like geometry?
No.
I got a question. So there's like triangles, there's like rectangles, there's like round circles. Do you have like a preference on like what shape you find the most like aesthetically pleasing?
I think circles are the prettiest.
Okay, that's interesting. Thanks for helping me with my homework.
You're welcome.
That looks quite elegant. I kind of like that one. And you guys can like customize these so any size you choose can fit on there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that one classroom with the light turned on could have been it.
I kind of want to like hide something special in the ring. Do you guys do like custom messenger?
Oh yeah, like an engraving? Oh. Yeah, absolutely. We can do that for you. It can be ready in like 2 weeks.
I think I want that one.
That's it.
Thank you.
I'm so excited
Thank
for you.
Thank you so much.
I can't believe that just happened.
Michelle is about to start her next challenge, so we'll just go meet her there.
Let me just check one more time. In the freezer? Is it a freezer? Take a leap of faith, go cliff jumping to get your next clue.
All right, Michelle. Are you ready to take a leap of faith?
I'm really scared, you know I'm not gonna hide.
On the pamphlet, it said it was very safe. I think.
Michelle took a leap of faith when she quit her job to pursue YouTube with me. I was as nervous about it as she was, but her courage and faith in us made me realize just how ready I am to jump in with both feet.
Yeah! How is it? All right, let's go give Michelle her clue.
For her next clue, Michelle will have to break an unbreakable box with Preston. It symbolizes the unbreakable bond we need to continue through our relationship over all the challenges.
All right, just give it a good whack.
Put your body in.
Why did you toss the...
Sorry, everyone, the hell?
There you go. Whoa! All right, give it another whack. Whoa! Oh, wow.
Give just one more good hit.
Wow, that's really good. I actually think you got the big piece off.
Okay, find the needle in a haystack to get your next clue.
Before heading out, I decided to ask Preston and Bree for any potential advice.
Like really nervous and I don't know what to say.
Yeah, you gotta work on your stance.
There you go,
20 reps.
Yeah,
two.
There you go, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Wait, Zach, what are you doing?
All right, go find that needle. Good luck, good luck.
Zach, you've got this and Michelle's going to be so happy.
I don't think he's gonna change out of his thesis.
How? Bruh, don't get married.
Winding up with a partner as incredible as Michelle is practically impossible. One could say it's like finding a needle in a haystack.
All right, Michelle, we're here.
This is the haystack. I don't even know how to approach this. Ah, this is gonna be impossible.
Here, Michelle, I'll help you.
Zach, that's not helpful.
Look all around you.
Ah! Is that it?
What? You found it?
Oh, wait. Find a needle in a haystack! Come on, Clue. Oh. Oh my god!
We're now 15 clues in, halfway to the moment I finally shoot my shot. Kind of like how Michelle's gonna have to shoot this half-court shot with Jesser to get her next clue.
I made it to Jesser's beautiful home so I can do a half-court. Hello!
Hey!
Oh,
this is your moment!
Okay!
Full power!
Full power?
I think that's the best tip I can give.
Okay.
Yeet! Oh, wait, that was kind of close.
Okay, full power.
Oh,
oh,
second!
Oh, my
shot.
God!
Oh, my God! Oh. I thought we were going to be here all day.
Wait!
Let's go!
Wait! That was so easy!
Well, you deserve this.
Oh, my God! I should be in the NBA!
Oh.
Go to Jordan's house to find the next clue. Okay!
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Proud of you.
Honestly, the fact that they're proposing, I'm so happy for them. I'm going to have an amazing relationship.
My next clue is at Jordan's house, and I'm here.
Michelle will have 10 minutes to find the secret room in Jordan's house to receive her next clue. She's going to want to move fast.
I'm going to give you a little secret. We have a secret room in this house.
Next clue.
Hello.
Da-da-da.
That was so easy. Your next clue is at the location set to your phone.
Comma.
Comma. Oh no, I have another clue.
There's another clue hiding for you somewhere in this house. And you have 10 minutes to find it.
What?
Go get them. I'm starting the timer right now. 10 minutes, Michelle. Or else we rip up the clue. 9.5 minutes, you're cold.
Jordan probably knows where your clue is.
No. Other than it's Hudson holding it, and Hudson is 6'3". Also, Hudson's not very flexible, so he wouldn't be behind there. What are you doing? You've got 7 minutes left. She's not gonna find him, actually.
I literally just heard her walk above me. The secret room is directly under the stairs.
Now, if she watched our videos, she'd know where the secret room is, so apparently she doesn't.
Oh! Elevator. Oh, wait, that's not the elevator. Elevator.
None of my friends have been married quite as long as you.
None of your friends have been alive quite as long as you.
So I did want to know if you have any advice for marriage, if you had advice on raising kids.
Oh, oh. Is he out here?
No.
Nope.
It's a beautiful day.
Wait, how can I not find a 6'3" man? What do you mean? Is he in this house?
The most important thing to do for marriage is to not stop communicating.
So when you propose, like, what do you say? Do you give like a speech before you propose?
It wouldn't hurt to say something.
Okay.
That you've chosen this one person of the billions of people in the world to spend your life with. That's a pretty beautiful thing. I wouldn't write anything up.
Oh. Don't write anything?
No. If you write it and then you rehearse it and then you say it, it's not going to be real.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan. Yeah. I appreciate
congrats.
It.
Congrats. Really congrats, because I know the answer is going to be yes, but you should wait just to see for sure.
30 seconds!
Jordan, I have checked everywhere!
With time quickly running down, Jordan decided to give Michelle a bit of a hint.
Warmer. Hot. You've got 10 seconds. Are you
ten
sure?
10 seconds, Michelle.
Are you kidding me?
Michelle.
Look behind you.
What?
Yeah!
Wait, look inside.
You found me. Am I allowed to give this to you?
Yeah, random.
Congratulations.
All right, let's see what the next clue is.
Your next clue is at the location sent to your phone. It will be hidden in one of the boxes.
Guys, you gotta go, you gotta go. We got this. You gotta go, bye. Gotta go, 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 bye. Next clue, next clue. Early congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. If she says no, he's gotta get on Tinder immediately.
I met her on Tinder.
To receive her next clue, Michelle will have to find it in one of the 6 boxes. I have a lot of social anxiety, and Michelle has really helped me break out of my shell. Which is why, to repay her, I'm gonna help her get over her fears as well. I wanna show her that there's nothing we can't overcome together.
Hey guys, welcome back. As you can see, there are 6 boxes with 6 envelopes. Only one of them has clue 18.
Excuse me?
Oh! Oh! Wait, oh, there's worms on there.
Hopefully it's in there.
Gonna open it up.
Oh man, there's nothing.
Oh, and that means it's either with the cockroaches, the rat, the tarantula, the snake, or the scorpion.
Okay, I think it's the scorpion.
Wait, Michelle, look at the pincers. They're wide open right now.
Oh.
Cockroaches seem friendly.
Hi.
I'm so scared of cockroaches. Oh. Wait, look how many are hiding underneath. Whoa! Oh. 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 Oh my goodness!
There's no clues.
Wait, you can grab it. Grab it, grab it, grab it.
Do you think
feel,
it's in here?
This one feels 30.
Oh. One day, after we'd been dating for a while, Michelle revealed this incredible talent. She's a real-life human calculator. It blew my mind, and it's obviously become a huge part of our YouTube channel. Here's to a lifetime of discovering new, surprising things about each other.
For this clue, you have 10 minutes to solve it. You have 9 minutes and 55
seconds. Oh my god! Wait, I don't know if I can do it!
Michelle just wrote like 10 numbers like it was nothing.
Tickle.
So fast. Zachary, I'm going so slow, don't distract me.
Make our Asian parents proud. What's 62 divided by 12?
Wait, just give me a second. More than 5?
I think sometimes our parents want us to do math as well as Michelle.
They are not getting that.
I wonder if like part of Michelle's brain is like bigger.
The math part is like this, the hand-eye coordination is like that.
Hey, Zachary!
Okay, Michelle has a minute left, and I know how to make her go faster.
Wait, Michelle, don't open it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
time's up! Is that correct? Yeah! Do you know what that means? Oh, I'm sorry.
This is our friend Simji, and she makes rugs. Let's see if Michelle can guess what she made.
If you can guess this rug, I'll give you your next clue. 3, 2, 1. Oh! That's a really well-made rug, so obviously I know what it is. It's a green daisy! No!
In order to continue the scavenger hunt, Michelle needs to find a way to retrieve the clue from this giant block of ice.
Is it working?
No!
Go! Oh! Okay, wait, Michelle's making some progress.
Yeah!
Oh!
No!
Guys! Oh! It's time for the chicken. I'm just kidding. Here, Michelle. Oh my goodness. Oh, it's definitely working.
Oh, that's cool. Oh.
Yeah! Whoa! Wait, the ice is cracking so much. Look at that! Oh my goodness! Yeah! Oh!
Are you okay?
Are you good?
I'm freaking out.
My back. Nice. Push it!
That was really hard! At a location been sent to your phone. Dive for your next clue.
Pack your bags, we're gonna get on the plane because we're going to Hawaii.
I'm ready.
And while Michelle packed her bags, the ring that we customized for her finally came in.
I just needed to make sure Michelle didn't finish yet, but this is the ring.
Wait, guys.
Bougie.
I'm so nervous.
Whoa.
They sent us a letter? Or is this the receipt?
Oh. It's the receipt.
Oh my god. Free shipping though.
She better not lose that or break that.
Oh my god. Should I just open it like I'm proposing to the viewers?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Holy.
Oh my goodness, look at that.
Dang.
Wait, that diamond looks crazy. Dude, that is massive.
There's like rainbows in it.
Do you guys see that engraving?
What does it say?
It says 8/13/18. That's the day I asked Michelle to be my girlfriend.
Aww.
You guys think she'll like it?
I mean, if she doesn't like it, it might not be worth marrying her.
Now that Michelle has packed up all her bags, I hid the ring in a safe location, and we headed off to our next location where she will be diving for a treasure chest in the middle of the ocean.
Do you have an idea where it might be around here though? Cause
wait,
it can be anywhere
it's
around here.
Anywhere around here? It might take us all day. What if I find a random person's chest?
Don't touch people's chests.
Okay.
Good luck finding it.
I'm already not good at swimming, but being 10 feet underwater is really, really scary. But then I looked around and I saw so many beautiful turtles, fish, coral. It was so, so amazing. I wonder how many clues I left. But I looked around and the chest was right there. I found the chest. This chest was so heavy underwater, Zach. 22. You will need to complete a dog loyalty test.
Getting our dog Bacon wound up to be one of the best decisions we've ever made. Michelle is the best dog mom ever.
My baby has the next envelope. Oh, my baby.
And seeing how patient and loving she is with Bacon made me think about starting a family with her one day. Not gonna lie, I used to not want kids until my late 30s, but seeing Michelle with Bacon makes me want them, like, right now.
On the other side is Bacon's favorite food. If she comes to you instead of the treats, you get your 23rd clue.
For those of you that don't know, I am the spare human. Bacon, come here! Come here! No, Bacon, no! Bacon, come here! No, Bacon, no! Not the food! Bacon, come here! Bacon! Bacon, come here! Bacon, just a little few more steps. Bacon, come here! No, Bacon! Wrong way! This way! Come here!
For clue number 23, we're gonna go horseback riding, which symbolizes us moving from California to Texas.
Hi, Earl.
Oh. That horse is just licking the pole.
Hey, yo, what the
f- You can step up to that top step.
I'm so ready. Earl is itching to go, and so am I.
I think this one's kind of silly. We're headed off.
It was our first time living outside of California, but the transition was easier than I ever expected, because as long as I'm with Michelle, I'm at home.
This is going off trail,
oh,
Michelle.
Oh, sorry,
wrong way.
Good job. Thank you so much.
Here's your next clue.
Your next clue is in Isaiah's backpack. Oh no, it's the same track again.
Oh,
it's Isaiah again.
Long time no see.
Hi.
For your 25th clue, you actually need to catch me.
What?
So, good luck, I guess.
Catch you? Like, I just need to grab it from
like
you?
Like, as in starting right now.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, Michelle's going! Oh, Michelle's
going!
Oh, my goodness! Oh, oh! Wait!
That was a lot faster than I thought it would be.
Michelle caught him so fast! Your mic was swinging!
Michelle has wheels! What the heck?
Yeah!
Alright,
what? What? Fly to South Korea? I guess the dance with the Seraphim to receive your next clue. That's so exciting!
Yeah.
Wait, do I get to come?
A few years ago, Michelle introduced me to K-pop, and it wasn't long before I was obsessing over it with her. It's a shared passion that really helped us bond. Plus, we've gotten to meet and collab with a bunch of incredible K-pop bands along the way, like Le Sserafim.
Hey!
Hey! We're back!
Sserafim is back on our channel. And then each one of your numbers you guys will give her will be a number for the lockbox, and that's gonna be her next clue.
Oh! Okay.
And in a couple more clues, we're gonna go to Japan and I'm gonna
you can tip your bullets on
this.
Hello.
Let me.
No, we were just setting up.
You rushed here without me.
You're setting up.
Hi! Good to see you again.
We have got five dances for you.
Oh!
어려운데?
어려운데?
아! I think I know this.
Is it perfect night?
아! Yeah!
Wow, no, that was a hard one though. First digit. First digit.
What's the digit?
Eight!
Oh, my favorite
number. Okay. I'm gonna see it laid out side by side.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Yeah, I might do that.
Two. Okay. Two. Sakura.
Oh, just curious. Do you guys know what this is for?
Mm-hmm. No.
Wait.
Wait, is it that part? Oh! Yeah! Oh, Anthony Fisher, Unforgiven. Let me think.
How about we move on to the next one, and then you can maybe like...
Oh! Okay.
Like,
okay.
Elimination. Yeah. Mine's hard. I don't know which part I need to do.
I know it! That's like the otaku best thing. That must be crazy.
Yeah!
The number is... Three.
Three.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh. Let me think. Thank you for that move. It is one.
I have eight blank. 3-1 blank.
Not
because I picked that one. Yours must be Unforgiven.
Yes! Yay!
Yay!
Wow!
Yes! Oh my gosh, I'm almost there! 8-1-3-1.
Last one.
Oh!
That's a lot.
It's not hard.
Then
it must be easy.
Yay! Last one.
Oh my gosh, so easy! The last number.
Eight, one, three, one, eight. Oh, is there like a meeting to this?
Oh, there is!
Wait, there is?
Anniversary day.
Let's go inside, please.
It's another one. Other locations sent to your phone, find the person in the sketch. Well, this is so much fun! Thank you!
Yeah!
I'm gonna go to my clue!
She says if she was in Michelle's shoes, she would have been like so like moved and touched to be proposed like this.
Well, thank you guys so much. So I'll be
confident and fearless.
Fearless.
Yeah. Okay. You can do it.
Wait, my heart's pounding.
Zach and Michelle!
Congratulations!
Also, we have a new mini album called Hot Out now. So Michelle, next time we see you, make sure you learn the dance for our next gathering event.
We're gonna test you.
Love you guys!
Bye! For the 27th clue, we hired a random guy. Here's the clue. I'm gonna have you just walk around this entire mall and Michelle's gonna have to find you from the sketch. Is that good?
Sounds good.
I guess you can start walking if you want.
All right.
He's already roaming around, just like how a random guy would, I guess.
Throughout the years of working and making content together, Michelle and I have met so many amazing people along the way. Employees, other creators, fans, and so many more.
Michelle, so for your next clue, I gave it to a complete stranger.
There's so many strangers around here.
I did draw a sketch of this person.
Oh, okay.
And this is all you'll have to find that person with. Here you go.
Okay, this person has a beard and a mustache and is wearing a colored shirt.
And they could literally be anywhere.
But I have a feeling it's a man at least over 18. This is gonna be pretty hard. Could it be him? That guy just stared at me. Is it weird that I'm just staring at strangers like this?
I'm not an extrovert by any means, but Michelle is. And having her by my side made it possible to break out of my shell just a little bit. From the bottom of my heart, thank you to everyone for the role you've played, no matter how small, because in the end, it led me here, to the love of my life.
I feel like this guy would be walking alone. I also think this person would be walking around kind of like aimlessly. That looks exactly like the picture. Oh, what do we say?
Hi.
I'm trying to look for someone.
Sorry, are you guys filming me right now?
I'm trying to look for someone that looks like this person.
You think that looks like me?
Looks like you. Like, actually dead on. Do you happen to have a clue on you?
Is it in, like, a red envelope?
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure about it.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Your next clue will be given to you on the flight, either on a cheap flight or one of the most luxurious flights. I'm excited!
Before I met Michelle, I didn't travel much, but she pushed me to give it a try, and she was right. Now, I have so much fun traveling with her.
Michelle, so for your next clue, I have two envelopes. Okay. They're two different priced plane tickets. One's the cheapest plane ticket we could find, one's the most expensive.
I want to say this one.
All right.
Your next clue will be given to you on a $50 plane ride.
I have number 28. What does it say?
Fly to Japan and cook a meal for Zach to get your next clue. We're going to Japan.
Let's go to Japan. Haven't you always wanted to go to Japan?
We're 28 clues in, and the magnitude of this is already starting to hit me. I want this dinner to be really special because it's the last one we'll ever have as boyfriend and girlfriend.
So we're here in Japan now. We are so jet lagged.
Yeah, it was like a 14-hour flight from Austin.
Tomorrow, everything changes. So yeah, obviously, this restaurant, the food, it's all super fancy and incredible, but on top of all that, something about this dinner just feels different. I'm nervous, I'm excited, and more than anything, I think I'm ready.
All right, so we are all done with dinner now.
Oh, that's so good. I still can't believe I'm in Japan.
Oh, I have clue number 29 for you.
For the next clue, Michelle and I will have professional photos taken at different gorgeous locations around Japan. But what Michelle doesn't know is that the final clue is actually a marriage proposal.
All right, we're up very early to get ready for pictures. Look at Michelle, she's getting ready. She even has teeth whitening strips in.
Yes, because she told me that we're gonna take our pictures. I need to go change.
Hey, wait, I need a shower.
While Michelle got ready, I went to Jake's room to go over the plan.
Michelle has no idea what's going on other than this is part of the scavenger hunt. A lot of you guys have been asking when I'm proposing and the time is now. I'm gonna bring this little duffel bag. See, this is the...
Wait, I've never seen the ring. Wait, let me see.
Okay, wait. Ta-da.
Oh, we can't see.
Yeah. It's so shiny.
She's gonna love this. That is crazy.
Tell me how my form is. So I kind of like hold it. I'd be like, Michelle, will you marry me?
Oh my God. Wait. And she'll say, yes! Yes!
Give us a sec. Oh my goodness, we were waiting on you.
Yeah.
Oh, you look so pretty.
Oh my God! Yeah!
Wait, does this look nice for photos?
All right, Michelle, meet our professional photographers.
Hello, nice. I'm a little tired because it's so early and I'm not a morning person.
After a long drive, we made it to our first location, a small but beautiful town in Japan.
Love it, I love it, I love it, I love it.
Our next stop is a gorgeous Japanese temple.
This is such a beautiful shrine. A twirl?
Twirl? Here in your eye.
It's a little bit dark on the screen, but you can see it's just like you've got...
Whoa!
Yes!
That is nice!
It's romantic!
We look so formal!
For our third stop, we went to a small bamboo forest. It looks absolutely stunning.
This spot's so pretty. Michelle, what would you think if I took you here on our first date?
I think I would have said yes to being your boyfriend. A girlfriend.
Is there something you're not telling me, Michelle?
Because
I feel like we've been dating for 6.5 years. You should tell me right now if there's something I didn't
know. I think you would
know. While staring into Michelle's eyes, knowing that I'll later be proposing to her, it's kind of crazy to see how far we've come, especially when you look at some of my old YouTube videos. Hey guys, it's Zach.
Hey, what's up?
Once we started dating, I quickly realized that Michelle and I had something really special and asked her to be my girlfriend.
This video has turned R-rated with how many kisses there are.
As days turned into months and months into years, Michelle and I continued to grow and flourish alongside each other, persevering through the most difficult times and having the time of our lives during our best. My plan was to propose to Michelle at the most beautiful place during our photo shoot. And with only a couple spots left, it was almost game time. So I went over my plan one more time with Jake since he's holding the ring, and I really don't want to mess this up.
I'll walk up to her, and I'll get on one knee, give a little speech, and then propose. Sound pretty good, right? I won't lose the ring. Okay.
As we arrived at our next location, it was absolutely stunning, and I seriously considered proposing there.
We scouted this place out. We think it looks really pretty. But Juan suggested that we save the last place for the proposal because that's the prettiest.
Wow, this jacket's really warm.
After thinking about it a little bit more, I decided to trust the photographers and take a chance at the last location, which they said was breathtaking.
We should have practiced dipping.
And so, after taking some photos, it was finally time to move on.
We're at the beach. Look how pretty it is.
It's beautiful.
This is our last one? Mm-hmm.
And then you're done with the clue.
Oh my gosh, you're so good.
You're almost done, you're almost done.
This is the longest clue.
This is the longest clue we've ever done. This is an 11-hour clue. Are you chills?
Oh my god, it's so cold.
Look how pretty that is.
That is absolutely gorgeous.
In the sun setting, it looks so majestic up here.
I know, with the sun hitting, wow.
When Michelle and I first met, I honestly wasn't ready for her. I was work obsessed, I was kind of selfish, and I had a lot of growing up to do. But now, here I am, ready to make a commitment I never thought I'd be ready to make.
Did I finish all my clues?
Well, you finished clue number 29. You want to get your next clue?
Yes.
Okay, wait right here. Okay, I'll be right back.
Because marriage is such a big decision, I always kind of figured it would be a difficult decision too. But now that I'm here, I can honestly say that it's not. When you find the right one, the decision itself becomes effortless. Michelle has brought me so much love, joy, and adventure into my life. And this moment, the final clue, is my chance to show her how much she matters to me. This is it.
All right.
It's not just the end of a journey. It's the beginning of the rest of our lives together.
You have such a cheeky smile.
I do. Isn't it so beautiful?
It is very good.
Do you like the view?
It's very cute.
Well, Michelle, for clue number 30.
Oh, why am I crying?
I don't know why I'm crying. Michelle, I've known you for the last 6 years. And,
oh my god.
I can't even begin to describe how much I love you. I feel like words can't even describe it. And Michelle, you're the most important thing in the world to me. And I can't imagine my life without you. And I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Oh my god.
Michelle. Michelle, will you marry me?
You want to put on the ring?
Do you like it?
It's
so pretty. It's pretty. And then we cry.
I don't know. Oh my gosh, I've never seen you cry.
You're not my girlfriend.
Oh my god, that was so sweet. I literally was tearing up over there.
That was the end of your scavenger hunt. We're engaged after 6 years.
You spend your whole life searching for that one thing. The thing that matters above all else. For a long time, I thought I'd found it in YouTube. I cared about it more than anything, more than my family, my friends, and at times, even Michelle. It felt safe to focus on work and keep my walls up. But Michelle changed that. Over the past 6 years, she's taught me it's okay to change, to evolve, to push beyond your comfort zone. And now, for the first time, I'm not afraid to open up, to risk everything because I know I found the one thing that truly matters. To everyone watching, thank you for being a part of this journey. And to Michelle, I'm ready for forever with you.
Thank you for watching this video. We'll see you in the next one. Don't forget to subscribe. This is Zach.
And Michelle.
Signing off.
Bye. So pretty.
I know. You're my fiance now.